now listening to Beardcast.
What is going on, Bearders? It's a new episode of FNMC. And it's better quality FNMC for you, the listeners, and for me, and Beatty.
And it's Beatty here, finally with a microphone, and you could hear my beautiful, beautiful, soft-spoken, toned voice.
Well, crisped voice.
Crisp?
Crisp.
Crisp.
Rice crispy treats.
I want a bowl. I want a bowl right now.
You want a bowl of Rice crispy treats?
I do.
So, this FNMC is a duo. Jose, to report new information that Jose fucking, I don't know what he did. He sprained his ankle.
He exploded his ankles.
And not having many other people on the cast because we don't have that many microphones.
We have two.
And I refuse to go back to low-quality podcasting.
It only took a couple 20 episodes to get high quality, and we got it.
And now we're here, bringing you the news.
We're here, we're queer, and we're here to stay.
And we're here. And we're still here. That's the main fact.
Just letting you know.
So, David composed a list, trying something new for FNMC, bringing the news to Beatty.
Nice.
New news, and to you.
I will hear this news as you are hearing it, possibly, or you're really, really acute with games, and you probably already know this, but I don't know it.
Here we go. So, this is my list. Going off number one. Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed were in the same universe.
What?
Pretty much the present-day play in Assassin's Creed Black Flag when walking around Abstergo Entertainment. There we go. We got it that time. There's some co-workers chat that hint at the Watchdog events and information. So pretty much it's a high possibility as in Assassin's Creed 4 that the Watchdog universe, the futuristic, obviously, version of Assassin's Creed,
yeah,
coincides with Watchdog universe.
Do you think that they will have? I don't remember. Does Desmond die
in the last Assassin's Creed? I don't fucking follow Assassin's Creed.
So would it be possible that the person on Watchdogs may be related to Desmond?
No idea.
Or is it like a new person with his new family of assassins? Because apparently everybody has an assassin family.
Yeah, really.
You know, I have an assassin family back in my fucking home,
back in Italy. Deep in the day.
Back in Italy, of course I had an assassin family. Everybody did.
You had Ezio?
Ezio
Fabrizi.
Fabrizi?
Fabrizi.
Ezio, spray the Fabrizi, please.
Spray the Fabrizio Fabrizi. So, moving on to number two. Konami has announced a release window of spring of 2014 for Metal Gear Solid 5 Prologue.
Woo!
Ground Zeroes. Nice. No, don't woo yet. It's not that good of a news.
Damn.
It's a prologue. You remember how Gran Turismo 5 had a prologue?
Ooh.
So,
ooh, yeah, I did.
Which consists of one mission. Let's get ready for this. One mission with a price of $19.99 on older consoles and $29.99 on next gen.
Did Hideo Kojima smoke a whole big bag of crack? What the fuck?
Kojima had said this in regards to the prologue. The advanced capabilities of the Fox Engine have allowed me to tell the new story in a new way, he says. There will be a significant difference in what the Phantom Pain brings to the series, so we want to ease players into the new open-world environment and its potential. As such, Ground Zero has been designed to introduce key elements, allowing them to fully benefit from all the new game will offer. Phantom Pain is likely to release next year, I think the fourth quarter.
So what they're saying is, here's one mission, give us your $30 and fuck off.
So pretty much you're shelling out $30 for one fucking mission of open key for open world Sutherland.
Is that one mission at least 4 hours?
I fucking really don't know. I doubt it. But you're gonna pay $30 just to test it.
You're gonna pay $30 to run around an open world for one mission to what, get used to the next one that's gonna be $60?
Yep.
So altogether, you're investing $90 in.
Into the new Metal Gear.
Hopefully, it's good.
I think it's going to be good.
The Phantom Limb.
It's probably going to be the system seller if it isn't already selling.
Well, isn't it on both consoles?
Yes.
So it's going to be
systems seller. Yes. Moving on to number three.
We're breezing through.
We're quick. Don't worry about it. The side note is a big side note. So, three. The PS Vita gets a new update for 3.0. Basically, it adds a new function of linking the PS4 to remote play, Wii U, so you could play your PlayStation 4 games on the PS Vita, but only local, on the same Wi-Fi as the console.
Does anybody actually have a PS Vita? Like, I've seen so many 3DS and DSs, and I've seen PSPs. I've never seen anybody on the train or in my school pull out a PS Vita.
The Sony fanboys.
Yes.
They have the Vita and all the Japanese.
Never seen one in real life. I've only seen, well, I have seen one in real life in the stores, but I've never seen anyone actually play one. So I'm not sure who has them.
Yeah. On the side note, Japan has a new ad out.
Yeah.
Which introduces the PS Vita TV. It's a tiny, almost like an external hard drive size box. It's white, of course, because they always like their white tech. And it has an HDMI input on the back, and you could insert memory cards. So pretty much, you could bring your Vita's memory card to the Vita TV, and you could has a Bluetooth antenna inside, which you could use the controller to play your Vita games on the TV. And people with Vitas can come to the house and link up, and you could play off the TV while they're forced to look at their little tiny-ass fucking screens.
This is assuming you have the Vita to use this.
This is the case.
Is Sony just saying, fuck it, and we'll just make everything?
Pretty much.
We're just going to make the Vita. We'll make a Vita TV. We'll make a fucking Vita dildo. You could fucking stick it up your ass.
And then we'll give you all the rest in the end.
Yes. And we'll charge you $600 for it. And then, you know, no accessories and no updates.
It's an interesting concept. I mean, it's kind of, it reminds me a little bit of the Ouya in a sense. Because it's kind of like a portable Android device. You know what I mean? Like, you see how Android's a mobile device, whereas the Vita's a mobile gaming device. Yeah. And they bring it to the TV as a more of a...
But can't you do that already without the TV? Play your Vita games on one of your own TVs?
You probably could. There's a way, but now it's a more...
No.
Now it's a more pricier tag rather than just going to buy a couple of dollar, a dollar cable and then fucking hooking it up.
Now it's a $600 more investment for Sony. That's what that is. It's about Sony getting money.
Sony's a money-hungry powerhouse.
Same with Microsoft.
Yes, well, they're definitely money-hungry.
And Nintendo just...
They'll suck whatever dick they have to get to the top, Microsoft.
And Nintendo just sits quietly in the corner like a good little boy.
Pretty much.
He's like, we have our kid games. That's a kind
of... I'm so happy you bring up Nintendo, because now here's my next...
Ooh, sweet.
This is number four. We're at number four. Shigeru Miyamoto unlikely to work on the next Mario.
Shigeru Miyamoto, dead.
Asked whether he would be likely to return to Mario considering his recent history of having a hands-off role in the series over the past few installments, Miyamoto had said, creating a Mario of 3D World's caliber demands enormous energy and there is a little chance that I'd be able to get the time necessary to work on the next Mario. He then proceeded to say, instead, I would like to get more involved more heavily in the development of a new smaller scale project, but that doesn't necessarily mean just modest downloadable titles. It's not impossible that I'll present a new game as principal director in the future, but even though I'm not directly in charge of a project, I'm always keeping an eye on what the teams are doing in terms of gameplay, and I have confidence in them. And he wrapped up by saying, don't worry about Mario.
Don't worry about Mario. Little kids are going to buy it anyway. Who gives a shit?
Pretty much.
I mean, it's kind of hard to fuck up a Mario game nowadays.
Considering he's been so heavily involved from the beginning and basically trained the staff that he has to make whatever the same thing he's making.
I mean, before Mario went 3D and was just with Mario 64 and was just a 2D game.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the same concept. Get from point A to point B, dodge the shit and, you know, save the princess. Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Then, you know, Mario 64 came out. But now it just seems... Now it's Mario's can do anything. Like, you have Mario Galaxy. You have Mario Sunshine. You have... What was the another one that came out? I kind of forgot. Was it a recent one came
out? Paper Mario.
Paper Mario. Fucking... So, I mean, you can essentially do anything with Mario as long as the story involves Bowser, Peach, and, you know, saving
them. Typical, yeah.
Yeah, you could really do anything. You fucking have Pirate Mario if you want.
I, for one, have actually pre-ordered the new Mario. And it comes in a cat suit.
Which one is it?
The Super Mario 3D World. So the Wii U.
You get a full-size cat suit?
You get a cat suit that Mario wears now. And he meows.
Is it full-size?
For him, not for me.
Oh, no, I'm saying I thought you meant you
got... Oh, no, I don't wear no... I'm not wearing no cat suit, not me.
You wear the cat suit when you play, be honest. You would.
That will raise some questions watching me play my Wii U in a cat suit.
You would wear it, don't lie.
I would wear a cat suit. But moving on to a new Nintendo... Now we're at number five. Number fiver.
Out of how many?
I'll tell you when we're almost at the end.
Oh, damn.
After stopping production just recently of the Wii in Japan, the Wii actually came to an end of production in Japan.
Good.
North America will now get a Wii Mini, which is an affordable $99.99 version of the Wii that's bundled with Mario Kart. It's black and red, by the way.
Nice. I mean, it's essentially the Wii. It's essentially like
it's the Wii.
Yeah, it's essentially like one of those PS minis, PS3 minis.
It doesn't have backwards compatibility for the GameCube, and it can't support GameCube controls, but it's a Wii.
It's a Wii. You have six games to buy off of it from it. You know,
It was first released in Canada. I guess it did well there, so I guess.
Well, if it did well in Canada, you know, it's going to do well here. You know what does well in Canada? A lot of cheese, so, you know.
So, okay, I'm going to bring it to number six because it's pretty lengthy.
Oh, great.
I actually have confirmed launch day titles for the next gen.
What is it?
PS4.
Yep.
Launch titles. So, the confirmed list, which has been fucking shot and ripped to pieces back to back, people excited for certain titles, myself for Watch Dogs. This is the list that they've come up with for the final. Angry Birds Star Wars, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, Battlefield 4, Blacklight Retribution, Call of Duty Ghosts. Now, keep in mind, you're going to hear a lot of the same names because a lot of these games are multi-platform.
Yeah.
Contrast, DC Universe Online, which I'm really looking forward to play. They Again? Updated it. No. It's completely updated. Graphics are updated. And it plays just like the PC, and you have all the same utilities and pieces of the PC.
Well, I mean, the one for PlayStation 3 wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it's better than that.
Nice.
They improve upon it.
I'm pretty sure I still have my character on there.
It's going to be good. Divekick, don't know what the fuck that is. FIFA 14, like I give a shit. Flower, which is a cross-buy, so if you buy it on one, you'll get it for the Vita. Yeah, it's a cross-dresser. I mean, it is Flower. Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition. Just Dance 2014, like I'm going to fucking play that. Killzone Shadowfall, which is a first-party title. Knack, a first-party title. Lego Marvel Superheroes, I don't know. Madden NFL 25, I don't really give a fuck. NBA 2K14, don't give a fuck. NBA Live 14, don't give a fuck. Need for Speed Rivals, I seriously don't give a fuck. Playroom, I care. That's for the camera. Resort Gun, sick indie game. Made by the same people who made Stardust HD. Skylanders Swap Force, my balls haven't even jiggled to the thought of that. So, Soundscapes, which is cross-buy, I still don't know what the fuck that is. Super Motherload.
Whoa.
Trine 2, the complete story, I don't even know. Warframe, which we know is a sick title.
Yes.
Here we go into the X-Boom.
Well, before you go into the Xbox,
yeah.
There are a couple of games there. Like
yes.
You said, like, DC Universe, and when we see that list real quick?
Yeah.
Because I kind of can't remember everything you said. You blazed through it like a fucking madman.
I'm a madman.
Are you a madman? Are you on Mad Men?
I'm on a madman.
Are you on Mad Men? Contrast. Yeah. Injustice Gods Among Us. I'm assuming that's going to be... It's the Ultimate Edition. I'm assuming that's going to be all the DLC that's coming
out. Yes, all the DLCs on disc.
Nice. So I'm getting, you get like a bunch of heroes and you get like, you know... Batgirl and
updated graphics. Don't forget
updated graphics. Scorpion for some fucking reason. Who knows why? What else we have on here? Warframe is an amazing game. Yeah, I think that was it. And I really don't give a shit about fucking.
Yeah, games. Like I said, no, I don't give a fuck. Going to the X-Boney. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Oh my god, what a shock! Battlefield 4 yet again shock. Call of Duty like that's fucking news. Crimson Dragon, Dead Rising 3,
yeah.
FIFA 14, I still don't give a fuck, reading it again. Fighter Within, Forza Motorsport 5, which is sick. Just Dance, I'm not dancing anywhere. What the fuck am I saying? Killer Instinct, Marvel Superheroes, Loco Cycle, I don't fucking know. And Madden NFL 25, NBA 2K 14, NBA Live 14, Need for Speed Rivals, Power Star Golf.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Son of Rome, made by Crytek, by the way.
Yes.
Swap Force, the Skylanders bullshit. Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck.
We sound so enthusiastic.
Yeah,
about
Zoo
that.
Tycoon. Dude. That's why I fucking. That's why I'm gonna rush to the Xbox to play. Oh my god, let me get the Zoo Tycoon.
Oh my god, I could buy it for $12
Zumba
for a PC.
Zumba Fitness. Sorry, I just figured I'd give you that last one because it still doesn't change my my excitement about it.
What's that Spanish sounding one? Locos what?
Locos Tacos 24. I don't know.
Is that the Xbox One's version of Viva Pinata?
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Locos Tacos.
That's what it sounds like.
So here's some news for you.
Oh, boy.
Call of Duty sells over $1 billion to retail stores in 24 hours.
I am not shocked.
But it's only to stores, so you don't actually know what how the game performed amongst the consumers.
I'm not shocked.
But I'm figuring they're not going to give you that number until the PlayStation 4 officially sells and the Xbox sells, the Xbox One.
Apparently Call of Duty Ghost rips off itself, rips off one of the Modern Warfare series.
Oh, yes. I might as well just jump to that. That was my one of my other ones. It actually copies frame for frame, minus a few details, the last scene of Modern Warfare 2 with the first mission of Ghost.
Modern Warfare, Ghost is made by which company?
Infinity Ward, which is made by Modern Warfare's company.
Am I to assume Infinity Ward is just running out of ideas at this point?
Yeah.
And Treyarch as well? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Call of Duty used to be such a great fucking series.
Yep.
Before it sold out. Like when it was on PC and you can only fucking play it, like a few people could play it because no one really, you know, was a PC gamer.
Yeah.
It was such a great fucking series. Fighting World War II. And now that it's moved to the consoles and it's gotten so mainstream, I've kind of lost a lot of respect for it.
I can understand.
Like, their stories just really dip in quality just so they can service the multiplayer.
Yeah, just so they can make that extra.
Yeah.
Like as you can see, they fucking sold over $1 billion in 24 hours. So you know they're going to keep trying to produce a Call of Duty every year, no matter how shit or garbage the story is. I mean, don't get me wrong. Call of Duty stories are actually written by really well acclaimed writers and directors. Like, David S. Goyer from who wrote Dark Knight, didn't he write that? He wrote Black Ops.
Yes, but how it's written and how it's executed are two different things.
Oh, of course.
Like, I like fucking Call of Duty, the first couple of Call of Duties, the stories were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the multiplayer was, you know, kind of iffy, but, you know, that's what you got. The multiplayer was an afterthought. Now it just seems like the story is like it's the multiplayer first they work on. And the story's kind of like the afterthought. They may have great writers, but it's just the way they execute it. Like, do you remember? I didn't play Black Ops 2. What was the last one? Modern Warfare 3.
The last one?
Not before Black Ops 2.
Modern Warfare 3.
All right. Do you remember
Bullshit.
Playing it?
No, I don't remember playing because we sold it so quick.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna just put this out there. Do you remember how many times the guy fell, got dazed, and had to stumble along?
Yeah.
I mean, great. It could look great on paper, but when you see it done, I mean, what
it
the fuck's
like
the
duty.
Point of it?
Looks like a little poopy.
It looks like a big poopy.
Big taco poopy.
I've just lost so much respect for Call of Duty. Yeah, do I enjoy fucking shooting people online? Yeah, but I can go to Killzone for that and have a great story at the same time.
Very true.
So, yeah, that's my opinion with Call of Duty. And we probably get some hate. Sorry.
A little Call of Duty hate from the fanboys.
Sorry, fanboys.
A little fanboy hate. It's okay. We could take it.
Go on.
We're big boys. Moving to number 8. Oh, how you gonna love number 8.
I'm preparing myself. I'm bracing myself.
Marvel has announced that 4 heroes will be getting their own TV series with a deal with Netflix.
Who are these heroes?
Such as Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones, which will all lead to an Avengers team-up, a little mini-series I like to call The Defenders.
Jessica Jones is...
I don't know, some bitch in The Defenders. But,
Luke Cage, happy for Daredevil, yes. And Iron Fist, yes. I don't know who Jessica Jones is. You might want to look that up real quick.
Jessica Jones, I don't know, but she's getting her own TV series.
That's awesome. Miniseries? Is there getting, like, miniseries? Like...
No, they're getting full-fledged TV series, and everybody's season is going to lead into the miniseries of The Defenders.
I am. That is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot better than what fucking the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing, because that's a big hunk of shit.
I haven't even watched one episode, I'm going to be honest with you right now.
Don't worry about it. Won't watch any episodes, because it's horrible.
So,
that'd be pretty awesome, though.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I mean,
I'm looking forward to the actors they're picking to play these guys.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. That's not on this list, but I might as well throw it in. There's going to be, I guess, somewhat of a reveal for the Superman-Batman Kevin Smith kind of let that cat out of the bag because he's having some of the actors from the movies on one of his he's actually hosting some kind of shit. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be some kind of new reveal. Maybe some screenshots, maybe a teaser.
Maybe a story.
Maybe some kind of plot.
Hmm.
I don't know, but...
I don't know, but I love Kevin Smith, but he's going really hard on trying to get
people... That's because Batfleck, man.
Yeah, he's trying to get people's support for Ben Affleck.
It's the Batfleck.
I mean, it kind of seems like he's, like, too a little biased, because if you think about it, it's his friend.
Yeah,
it's like course. It's like you getting cast as Batman, and then, like... sorry, you're not Batman. You're not Bruce Wayne.
No.
You're not fucking Bruce Wayne.
I'm not going to be Bruce Wayne.
So it's kind of like me saying, yeah, he's going to be a great Bruce Wayne, yeah.
And
like,
he's gonna be the best Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he's gonna be top notch. He's gonna be better than fucking Michael Keaton.
he's gonna be better than
Val Kilmer.
He's gonna be better than what's his face? George Clooney.
Oh God. But yeah, so I just think he's a little bit biased for that.
I mean, there's a little bit of better of a chance for Ben Affleck to have some kind of we've discussed this before where Kevin Smith's such a diehard Batman fan.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll have some kind of, footnotes on it.
Like an influence, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Like a little bit of
Hopefully Kevin Smith's on that set directing
He'll call Kevin Smith. He'll be like, hang on, I need a 5-minute coffee break.
Kevin,
I need some assistance. What would Batman do in this situation? He's juggling two bitches at once with his testicles. While shooting batarangs at the Joker.
Yeah, shoot your load all over their face. Fuck him.
Do the Adam West.
Is there actually a sex move named after him?
I don't know.
That would be awesome.
The Adam West.
What do you think that would be?
Fucking boomerang your cum shot around the girl's head and fucking to the west. I don't know. Adam West.
Adam West.
His voice is so weird.
It is. He's like fucking ancient. He's like 90. Give him a guy to break. You're lucky he remembers his fucking name.
Yeah, really.
God damn, he's doing Family Guy. Lucky he remembers that.
He's got money on that.
Yeah.
So here's my big side note. I was going to try to make this as natural as possible, but I wrote it down, so I'm going to give it to you. I want to take a second to talk about how close we are to the next generation of console gaming.
A week.
We are 1 week away.
A week before everybody's mind is blown.
I remember sitting on the couch watching E3 thinking like, wow, this shit's going to... It's going to shake some shit. Like... Watching the reveal of the Xbox on their conference and watching the PlayStation get revealed and both of them in action at the E3. And I'm like, just wow, like the graphics are really going to be crazy. But then I started thinking back even further, talking about like 7 years ago when the Xbox first came out. Remember when we were first 360? Playing it? Remember when we were first playing it in that next room? Like, oh shit, like this is crazy. And then there was that question that got brought up like, oh, I can only imagine what the next one's going to look like. And here we are 1 week away.
I got one better for you. I was playing my Xbox One. Not my Xbox, not the Xbox the One, Xbox the original one. Yeah. Xbox. And I'm playing Far Cry, and I'm playing 007 Nightfire.
Yeah.
And I'm playing a bunch of other games. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, wow, I remember playing this when I was 12, 13, thinking that these are fucking mind-blowing graphics.
Yeah.
Little did I know that a few years later, the Xbox 360... And the same thing goes for the PlayStation also, because I was playing Kingdom Hearts on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was used to think they were mind-blowing graphics. And then I was like, a couple of years later, I was like, fucking wow, Xbox 360 and fucking PS3, holy shit.
Yeah.
And you go back to this and you're like, wow, look how this has evolved is amazing, because they look like crap now.
Yeah, we're about 15, 16 years old when the 360 and the PlayStation 3 came out.
Yeah. I remember sitting in our friend Greg's house playing Gears of War.
Yeah, really.
When it first came out.
I think we're like, wow, this is fucking...
It was one.
It was the first Gears. One. It was the first. It was like launch. Like, I think
launch
Gears
day.
Came out. No, I think Gears came out maybe a year after the Xbox had launched.
Yeah.
And the graphics, even those graphics, even today, if you look at those graphics were still revolutionary for its time.
Now they feel dated, but...
They're dated, but... If you think about it, like, just think it back then, like, oh, what's the next console going to be? Which kind of gives me a split emotion. I'm so excited to get my hands on this new next-gen hardware, but I also have some kind of fear. Because if you think about how quickly time has moved since the last generation of consoles moving into the new generation.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 8 years.
Fucking 8 years we've been sitting with a 360 or PlayStation 3. Also, fact being... I completely lost what I was going to say. That fucking blows. it was good, too. I was so excited. I was so pumped to fucking say it. Damn it. What the fuck was it?
No, the podcast is ruined.
Come back to me. Come. All right, so wait.
Come.
All right, well, let me go on to my next discussion. People argue and say that the next generation has already started. I don't agree with these people. Next generation already started last year when the Nintendo came out with the Wii U. And I say bullshit. Because it's completely true to the fact that Nintendo is locked into the next console they're going to be playing for the next generation. But it's not next-gen graphics. I don't consider it next-gen.
No, because it's on par with what the 360 and PS3 produce now. That's great. That would have been great when 360 and PS3 first came out.
Yeah.
But now you have Xbox One and PS4 coming out, and now it's just going to be shot right back to the bottom of the floor again with dated graphics.
And my whole reasoning being I as a Wii U owner, I completely enjoy it. There's nothing really wrong with it. But my whole point towards Nintendo was the fact that they try to integrate the casual to hardcore gamer rather than their main focus of being family and just kids focused.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they really didn't. Their approach and their execution towards the matter really didn't. I feel like they could have done so much better. They could have at least graphically improved the system, which maybe I should bite my tongue because it's still really early into its generation. I mean, we're coming on the first year, but. I think really me personally, what I'm holding out for is the new Zelda in HD, like really like the full legitimate Zelda, yeah. not the rinse and recycle Zeldas.
Yeah. What was when did Wii U first come out? When was the release date?
Last holiday season.
Really, it's been a year already. Almost.
We're a year into.
Oh my god! And I've heard no noise about it. It's
exactly my point. They basically all they did was. They brought the multi-platform games to it and a better graphics. So now you could play Call of Duty Ghosts on Wii U. You could play.
What is the price tag on Wii U?
You could pick up one right now for, I believe, $250 to $300.
And that is why their graphics are on par with the current gens.
Yeah.
Because it's so cheap.
Like I said, I'm a Wii U owner and I could fully support it. I think it's really cool. I think it's a really cool concept, but I feel like they could push it to the point where it could sell better than other consoles. Because the thing about the Wii was, the Wii, surprisingly enough, is still, to this day, the number one sold console of last generation.
Yeah.
It sold over 100 million units.
It's cheap.
Where the PlayStation 3 has, to this date, only sold 80 million units.
Yeah.
So that's a whole 20 million units that the Wii sold. And I think the 360 is a little bit more than the PS3, or maybe a little bit less.
Well, that's because, like you said, when the Wii came out, their focus was casual gaming, not
hardcore multiplayer.
Home. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of little kids would have them. Then those kids would grow up, grow a pair of balls, and get a real console like an Xbox or a PlayStation.
Also, another thing, they also had said that the 360's pre-orders, the Xbox One pre-orders is double of what the 360's pre-order was. Which I'm starting to think, I was thinking about it. I'm like, the reason why that is because 7 years ago, let's put it this way, 7 years ago there was probably a 7-year-old kid who bought a Wii. That kid's 14 now. What do you fucking think he wants?
He wants Call of Duty and Xbox
One. He wants
the
new Call of Duty.
He wants the Xbox.
Number one, there goes your reason why fucking they sold a billion to retail. And number two, this is why the Xbox pre-orders are double the 360.
What was I going to say? Me not being a Wii owner or a Wii U owner, I could say this with a certain amount of confidence that to people like us, me and you, anything after the GameCube is pretty much pointless.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, I'm going to spend $300 on a console, like a Wii U or a Wii, right?
Yeah.
Can you name me 10 games I'm going to keep in my shelf to play those fucking games and they have replayability?
Not really.
Yeah. So, I mean, Wii is amazing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that it's a bad console. It's just that for older gamers, 13, 14 and up, like you said, they're going to want an Xbox and Call of Duty. For little kids, Wii and Wii U is like fucking a magical unicorn for them. They fucking love it. And that's great. Nintendo knows their audience, and that's perfectly fine. But let's face it, Wii and Wii U and Nintendo is never going to be on the same platform as Microsoft or PlayStation.
Never going to happen. And you know Nintendo has the money.
Yeah. But they know their audience. Because what can they possibly make and possibly license acquire for games that can compete with the other game, with the other companies?
Nothing really, and that's why they've gone so far into basically their whole point, and the way I feel it, it's not an actual confirmed thing, it's just the way I feel about it, is that you see how, all right, for instance, you have games like, okay, here goes, Mass Effect 3, which was a big, big seller when it had first released. It was during the holiday season for the 360 and the PlayStation 3. Wii U came out, Mass Effect 3 came out, but a new version of Mass Effect 3 with integrations with the gamepad, which is pretty much saying, like, okay, here's my console, same game on the other console, but there's a whole bunch of other things that you could utilize now that the other consoles have nothing on, besides, like, the whole, basically, it's their own unique take on that game. It's like Kinect games, like how games have Kinect integration. Microsoft tries to sell, like, oh, yeah, okay, you could buy this for the PlayStation, but you won't be able to use the Kinect with it, or... Like, you know what I'm trying to what I'm trying to get at?
PlayStation had the Move. So
PlayStation had the Move, but it was very unsuccessful. Move was very
So was the Kinect. I mean, the Kinect wasn't that amazing.
The Kinect wasn't amazing, but it was a more of how do I put this? The Move was really spot on with its technology, but it didn't have enough as much backing
game-wise,
or even support-wise. I feel like Sony really did not push that. It was like, okay, here's this new shit. It's pretty much just because everybody else has something. So let me just make something that's similar to it. And then they left it there to die. They made, like, a good handful of games for it that was even worth playing, which was, like, the Magician games and, like, sorcery games. But other than that, it was just caca. It was bullshit. So Kinect had some kind of backing because most games, Mass Effect, Halo, they had the Kinect integration. So you were still going to go buy those games, but you're like, okay, let me try out the Kinect, which is what I bought one.
Yeah. But so did I. And I traded it in. But here's my thing with what you said about Nintendo just now. We can do a lot of good stuff on that gamepad for, like, Mass Effect 3. But does that warrant a $200, $300 price tag for a game, for a console, that will probably not have that many game titles that appeal to, like, people like our age or the teens? You know what I mean? I mean, you could easily just say, okay, do I want to spend $300 on a console that will have a couple of cool games and then not much else I'll buy? Well, I just spend the $60 on the game and forgo the extra features that come with it on the gamepad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like Arkham City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Arkham Asylum. I forgot which one was it, right? It was Arkham City that came out first?
Arkham City, which is actually surprising. I don't mean to cut you off. It was a really well-sold Wii U game. It's probably the most best final edition of the Batman Arkham City.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If people have played it already, are they going to really buy it again just to play it again?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much why I feel also, I'll say this, Wii U was late to the game. He was late to the show. The curtains opened, 360 and PlayStation were there, and then basically everyone threw the roses on stage. And then the Wii U was like, where the fuck did the audience go? You know what I mean?
They're late to it's like saying, oh, hey, guys, I just started watching Friends.
Yeah, like, I just started watching Seinfeld. This shit's great.
I just started watching Friends.
Jerry!
Yeah, I started watching Friends. You're 20 years late to that party. You know?
Yeah, really.
But yeah, so I mean, it just
I just started watching Cheers.
Hey guys, did you hear this new show?
New show Cheers.
you know the new show Wings? It's like, you know, oh hey, you know the new show Wings?
Funny shit.
Oh god. Well, oh, our battery's dying on this computer. Yeah.
So you have something you want to contribute?
Do I want to contribute? Nothing. I just have all your news. I want to contribute this. We made a promise on Wednesday saying we were going to go see Thor today.
Hey, listen, they got late.
No. Hang on. I'm going to say this. We made a promise to go see Thor today, and we were going to give you a review. But correct if I'm wrong, I remember saying 2 weeks ago that I wanted to hear your stories And you didn't. No one sent us stories.
What stories? Oh, those stories.
Those awkward moment stories. And, you know, no one sent us stories. So, you know what? Fuck you.
Doesn't fuck you.
Listen, we want to hear your. I wanted to hear your stories. I cried when I found out we had no replies. I cried. So, you know what? You're not going to get a Thor movie review until you get sent, type us your stories, which is probably a lie because we'll probably go see it on the weekend and then give you a review next week.
Yeah.
But anyway, I still want to hear your stories.
And now BD's cursed you out. We're going to sign out.
That's the end of it because our thing is dying.
So this is David signing out from a new quality FNMC.
And BD.
And we'll see you next Friday, hopefully with more mics and more beard casties.
Yep.
We'll see you guys next Friday.
Peace out.